Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Unless it's apples made by the late Steve Jobs.
That's true. You are anti-Apple in that. But every time I give you my iPad,
too hipster for me.
You get really excited whenever you get to hold an iPad. Just something I notice. Whenever I give you an iPad, you're always like, ooh, do.
It's only because I'm trying to find a way to fuck it up. But it's only got one button.
It's physically impossible to fuck up.
It's made so the dumbest person in the world can use it.
Exactly.
Which is funny because they make products that are like for 3-year-olds, but people are really elitist about their Apple products.
I don't really understand. Like, I really like the usability of it. I don't like peripheral stuff like that to be too, you know, too complicated in that aspect. Like, I want a laptop to be a laptop. I want my desktop to be a desktop. But a tablet, I don't care I just need an internet browsing machine is all I need. And I don't want it to be super complicated. Like, Apple makes it so that it's so unbelievably easy I don't have to worry about it. But that's just my opinion. And Steve is cleaning his glass. Steve woke up literally 2 seconds probably before I came in the door.
Nah, I was up in an hour. I was just laying in bed, though.
You were laying in bed?
Yeah.
What you thinking about?
I don't know. Just Steve stuff, I guess.
Steve stuff. You know, dicks. Japanese anime card games.
Butts.
So welcome to Game Classy. I'm your host, Joe, and with me as always is...
Holiday Edition.
The Holiday Edition, Steve.
Dun, 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 dun.
Game Classy, the podcast that's not even on North Korea's radar. What are your thoughts on that, Steve?
That's my thoughts on that.
Glorious leader in North Korea. I was like, I saw that. I'm like, I guarantee you North Korea has absolutely nothing to do with this. This thing reeks of publicity stunt.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's getting all upset about it. They're all like, yeah, America. America bows no one. I'm like, Sony's not even an American company. Yeah. What the hell is going on? I'm like, this is ridiculous.
I washed my hands of that shenanigans.
Did you? Were you like Pontius Pilate? Crucify him. Wrong holiday season
No, he didn't tell him to crucify him. He washed his hands. Yeah, and, like, he said, washed like, his hands. Do what you want.
Do what you want.
Like,
I'm out.
Do what you want. I'm going to go eat my sandwich.
He threw his hands up. He's like, fuck this.
Yeah, do what you want. I'm going to go lay on a couch and have grapes fed to me by virgins.
Wait, Pontius Pilate was played by Mike Ditka?
Yeah.
Former Chicago Bears coach?
Yeah, he had a giant mustache.
Yeah. And for, oddly enough, people in Chicago
Jesus
still...
was played by Paul Rubens.
Pee Wee Herman?
Who, much like Jesus, masturbates in public theaters.
Yeah.
Don't worry, my son. I've just got to rub one out.
Father, why? Forgive me. I don't even know the line. Just like, that's how out of practice I am as a Catholic.
Being crucified can't reach my dick.
Steve tried to do the crucifixion pose and farted.
I did. Dude, you know Jesus is ripping ass.
Oh God! And now I just realized why that guy. Like, put that comment on the iTunes page about, like, 5 minutes in. I could just imagine a person's like, I'm going to see what they have to say about current gaming news and trends. Click. All right, we're done with this one.
Talking about Jesus fapping.
Jesus fapping and farting.
Jesus, take your dick.
Yes. All right, so, I mean, there is some gaming news out there. Not a lot that captured my attention this week. But I there was a couple things that I was just relatively interested in. Mm-hmm. Steve stroking his...
Strong man stroking.
Hopefully you have at least one or two gaming tidbits that we could talk about.
I've always got gaming tidbits. I've got gaming tips. Just the tips.
On Kickstarter right now, there's actually another company that's going to be doing...
Behold, the Mother Grizzly.
That is a Mother Grizzly. What is this for? Is this just a click?
It's a Yu-Gi-Oh! Hero clicks.
This is awful on two different levels.
Yeah, well, the local game store owner was ripping them. Like, he was just like opening the packs. He's like, nobody buys these. Anybody want these? And I was like, oh, cool, a bear, I'll take it.
It's a mother bear.
And then I got this old ass dragon.
That's a sweet looking dragon.
Yeah, he's old, he's got a beard.
It's a nice little, like, it could be like a junior dragon in D&D.
Yeah. So I was just like, I'll take it. Look at this bear. The bear's just like kind of in a casual, like, strutting pose.
Heroclix are the worst. They're worse on every level of gaming.
They're pretty bad.
I mean, like, A, they're collectible minis, which drives me up the fucking wall to begin with. Because they're like, it's the same sculpt and they just paint it slightly differently. And now they're like, it's rare.
Well, I guess I can't speak for current, but at first it wasn't like that. At first, the rare figures were a unique sculpt, which was why they were extra cool. Because you're like, oh, you see the Nightcrawler with the katana?
Oh, you see the katana? Does he have a lightsaber?
That was legit. No, he had a fucking katana. It was like a $150 figure.
Oh, that's so beyond me. But no, it's like, they're collectible, which means that you have the awful card system.
And chase figures.
Common, uncommon, and rare. You have chase figures. You have...
It's actually way worse than the cards, too, because like they're...
Because you only get like three figures in a box.
Yeah, and the collation is terrible.
Yeah, and because it's WizKids who's doing it, and WizKids is awful.
Just there was no guarantees. You weren't even guaranteed a single rare figure.
The game systems are, I shouldn't say all of the game systems for Clicks are terrible, but they're pretty terrible. Especially because the fact that when you do and your guy takes damage or whatever and you have to click it, you take your guy off the table most of the time and turn it, and then you put it back down and it's not in the place where it's supposed to be.
Well, they play on that's what you play on the squares.
Well, yeah, and
play on the squares.
Yeah. So not everyone does that. And as a Delanois-esque gamer myself, I'm like, you know, it goes back. You put it in the exact spot. You're gaining an inch. You're gaining an inch.
Dude, I'd love to see Delanois like going losing his shit in a tournament or something.
I've seen Delanois lose his shit so many times, especially bolt action. My new thing with him,
butt action.
Yeah, butt action. My newest thing with him is I call him on every rule, and then like I try to get away with as much stuff as possible myself, and so he yells at me about it.
That's funny.
It's like, no, he never lets us get away with anything. That's not how it goes. His frustration levels rising. Yeah. But yeah, and also the Clicks are just, they're just terrible sculpts to begin with. They're just awful. I don't even know what they're made. They're like made of Play-Doh.
This is not Play-Doh. This is clearly like PVC or something.
It's not even PVC. PVC like holds better. Speaking of PVC, I was listening to Pat's Retro Video Game Review podcast today. He is totally into Nintendo jizz statues now.
I believe you mean Amiibo.
No, they're Nintendo jizz statues.
Amiibo.
Yeah, Princess Peach.
Dude, those things are going for fucking ridiculous dollars on eBay.
Never underestimate the power of the Nintendo fanboy.
It's pretty ridiculous.
I mean, I don't get it. Like, well, and this is the thing, is he was explaining, like, they're $12 a pack, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, why the fuck would you pay $12 for a statue that doesn't do anything? And then I look at my room that's just filled with my fucking miniatures.
They actually do stuff. They're basically like really.
Yeah, they get you free passes on the metro, on the Moscow metro, apparently. I saw that.
Yeah, they're basically just very fancy RFID chips.
Yeah.
And they like store data, they're memory cards, they store data, they do stuff. Yeah. They're kind of cool. I think going ham and like collecting all of them is a little much.
Going John Ham?
John Ham. No one can go John Ham. It's for John Ham. And nobody wants that.
His penis is probably the second largest penis in all of Hollywood.
I don't know about that. I bet he's got a really small dick.
No, it's huge.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's like it's the second largest next to Liam Neeson.
I see. Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson has the biggest piece.
We've got to get the children back to the home.
I don't think it matters. I don't know who you are. I don't know what.
Hey, you know what? Darkman's a great movie.
Darkman is a fantastic
movie. Fucking love Darkman.
I was just watching Batman Begins the other night, and he's pretty good as Ra's al Ghul.
Batman Begins. Yeah, I don't know.
He was terrible, however, in Star Wars Episode 1, but not a single person. I hope he makes a cameo in Episode 7.
Ooh. I hope there's enough things to remind everyone that the prequels are still a thing.
I do, too. Well, I think the triple-bladed lightsaber is enough to do that for me. Hey, remember the prequels?
I don't think that's right.
Yeah, totally is.
That wasn't in the prequels.
Yeah, double-bladed one was, so this just ups the ante.
But that's not the same.
Mm-hmm. To me, Steve, to me it is.
You completely missed my point.
No, I don't think I do.
Anyway, back to Amiibos.
Back to Liam Neeson's penis.
Liam Neeson's penis, also an Amiibo.
Large penis size in Hollywood goes like this. It goes Liam Neeson, it goes John Hamm, then Idris Elba.
What about, What about, what's his name?
Those are the top three, I'm just saying. The other ones probably are large.
What's that wiener from Deuce Bigelow?
That wiener from Rob Schneider?
Yeah, Rob Schneider.
I bet
Rob Schneider's got like a giant dick.
High 200s probably.
It's probably like 10 feet long.
10 feet long.
He's got to unroll it. Oh, excuse me, I got to take a pee.
Got to go up to the roof just so you can let it go down.
Yes.
So anyway, what were you saying?
Meebos. I don't know. They seem fine. Like they seem like a cute little thing.
They're
like Skylanders.
Yeah, it's
like
they're just Nintendo.
Except you get more out of them than Skylanders.
Can you jizz on them? That's the question that I'm.
It's not the same. Like if it's not an anime girl who's totally naked or like has removable bra and panties or like are fillable holes.
Yeah,
it's not the same.
Yeah,
it's just not. That's like jizzing on a Lego man. Like, yeah, you can do it, but it's still just a Lego man.
It's like jizzing on a Lego man.
Yeah.
That's, I think, should be the tagline.
Everything is awesome.
That should be the tagline to our podcast. Game classy. It's jizzing on a Lego man.
Yeah. You know, it's not exciting.
Welcome to Game Classy for all your tabletop gaming news, including amiibos and...
jizzing on Lego Man.
And jizzing on Lego Man.
I'm going to jizz on my Lego Man.
You might know this more than me. I'm just interested in knowing what do you do in like Skylanders or that Disney Infinity? Do you do anything?
Skylanders is a game.
Yeah, I know
like
that.
There are levels.
Yeah.
You pick different characters. You go through stages. There's beginning and endings of stages.
Okay.
There's boss fights.
Yeah.
And you can change your characters because there's a rock, paper, scissors system because the characters are elemental based.
Okay.
So like they're dark.
So
light.
Like the old like beast. The little, what are those called? The
battle beasts.
Battle beasts. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fire. Wood.
Right. Exactly. So if you're in a water stage, you don't want to use the fire Skylander because he takes extra damage and doesn't do damage.
That's not good.
You want to use like a.
You never want to use fire.
The grass or ground.
I learned that from Legend of Korra. That's a water and fire. They don't mix.
It's true. Yeah. So anyway. That's the deal with Skylanders. And there's just a huge cast of characters, so you know they're all cute, they're all compatible,
and they're all collectible.
Yes,
statues.
Then they have other things that are like gimmicks, like there's stages that are on some of the pieces. Like you like put it on your little portal, and it's like it opens a fucking level,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of cool. And there's items like there's a potion, so you're like guys hurt, and you'll be like, oh, I need this potion. You slam the potion down, and your guy like heals up. So I mean it's cute. It's a kids game, but it's an actual game.
That's
Disney Infinity.
I think that's what bothers me is that it is a kids game, but I know there's a lot of like 30-year-olds playing it, which is creepy.
Well, it's based on Spyro. Like they kind of downplayed it recently, but it was a Spyro game at first. And Spyro was a PS1 game
that
had sequels.
I guess like 20-year-olds will probably really do it more than 30-year-olds because I'm in that 30s and I never really played any of the Spyro. That was a little bit after my time, so.
Yeah, so it's probably appealing to anyone.
It's like anybody who plays Pokemon would probably.
If they also played Spyro, like I never played Spyro, but
you did play the Pokemons.
No, I love Pokemons.
Yeah,
I love Pokemons, but I mean, I played Skylanders. I bought it. We dicked around with it. We were playing with a few figures. It was pretty fun. I wouldn't like go ham and buy more and more and more, but
Disney PVC.
Disney Infinity, is not really a game. It's a sandbox.
That's what it seemed
you,
like.
You build stages and like run around
like Minecraft kind of.
Yeah, it's like Minecraft plus Disney toys. I don't know.
And Marvel.
It definitely seemed far. Well, Marvel's just Disney, Joe.
Yeah. It's all Disney and Star Wars.
Definitely,
Star Wars Infinity will be out soon, which was actually a comic book line, but I'm sure it'll be added to the Disney Infinity.
I mean, if anyone's going to make Star Wars watchable again, it'll be Disney.
I guess.
It doesn't really seem like a game.
It seems more like Minecraft.
I've heard it's game wise, it's way worse than the Skylanders as a game.
Yeah,
but it's like it's cooler because you're like
the statues look cool,
right?
I mean, the Jizz statues look amazing.
They all have a Pixar look.
Yeah, but I like it. They look nice. Like they look better than some statues that you actually buy for hundreds of dollars. But.
Yeah, they have a very good Pixar look. So if you're into that look, then it'll work.
Because my daughter right now is really into what is that Superhero Squad show?
Oh, with the tiny bodies and giant heads.
Yeah, they look like they have encephalitis. You know that sort of thing.
Yes. My God, gigantism.
Pretty much. They call me Mother's Little Water Baby. Yeah, they all look like they have encephalitis. But she really likes that show. So I went online, and since all the toys are made in China, you could get them all, like, super cheap, shipped for, like, next to nothing. because they're from China, apparently ships for a dollar.
China, we put lead in everything.
Exactly. So I bought a bunch of them, and I was like, oh, these Disney Infinity things. And I looked at the statue, and I'm like, but they don't move. This is dumb. Why would anybody want to buy a statue? Can't do anything with it, but whatever. I'm a mini gamer. I have my own little...
They're all statues that can't move.
I know, but I can put them up my butt.
It's true. You yeah. can.
The Infinity guy's too big for the butt.
You're just not trying hard enough.
I'm not trying hard enough. All right, so let's get to some slightly somewhat gaming news. So on Kickstarter, someone they've started up another design your own mini game and mini company. You know, that one company did it a couple months ago and it made kind of news.
The character guys?
Yeah, the character guys.
Yeah.
The whole basic thing is that now it's starting to become a thing. We've talked about this on the podcast before, that eventually 3D printing is going to be the next wave in tabletop gaming, where you're not even going to have to buy you're not going to buy figures anymore. You're just going to buy the files, and you're going to download it to your own 3D printer.
Going to download and print it.
Yeah, you can buy 3D printers at Home Depot right now. They sell them, and they're like $2,000 each, but it's a little much for me, especially because the technology is just not there yet.
Soon.
It will be.
Soon.
We're in the wild days, like, once you're at the
like $200 to $800 range for your 3D printers, they will be excellent.
Well, not even that. I mean, like, it's like how the internet was back in 2000, whatever, like 2001, where you're just like, this internet is so blazing fast. And then it's like, now you're like,
it was never blazing fast. Our internet's never been blazing fast. This is America. Our internet sucks.
Yeah. But I mean,
like, and we pay the most.
We pay the most. But in comparison to 2001, our internet was like...
It's true. It's true. I can look at pornography at a much quicker pace.
That's all that matters. As long as the rate of internet equals to the amount that I can absorb at a given time while I'm masturbating, I think we're okay.
I just don't even absorb it at this point. I just have to click through it rapidly.
You click through it rapidly.
It's like I'm making a slideshow with my.
You're like Dave from 2001: A Space Odyssey.
Yeah,
what exactly. It's like he's like sitting in the chair, and like all the pictures are flying
yep,
past.
It's all porn.
It's just like.
Bam, 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 bam.
Steve becomes like an old, like the next scene, he's an old man lying in bed with like the monolith just full of porn sitting there.
Yes.
And Steve gets up and touches it. And then also then he becomes the space baby.
Yep. And every scene, my hand's just on my dick.
I don't know why. That joke's really not that funny. That movie's terrible, but.
Yeah, it's super bad. I thought you loved Kubrick's.
I do, but I mean, it's the movie itself is boring as shit. It's.
Yeah, it's bad. Except for, the only good sequence is the HAL sequence.
Well, no. Well, the entire space sequence is pretty good. But if you cut out the beginning with all the monkeys, and you cut out the end with all of, like, the trippy stuff. I mean, the end is great if you're on drugs. Don't get me wrong. But if you cut out the end part, and you cut out the monkey part, you actually have a pretty decent...
He only liked it because he was high on drugs.
Yeah. You have a pretty good space sci-fi movie. It's not great, but it's good 60s sci-fi. I'm not going to... It's
Daisy,
very
Daisy,
well done.
Give me your answer, do.
Yeah. It would, but I mean, the movie's like 6 hours long, and 5 of those hours is that outer space trippy balls
yes.
scene.
Stanley Kubrick has a lot of issues with the length of his films.
That's what I did for a White Elephant.
And pacing.
For a White Elephant gift this year, I found 4 Blu-rays. I got Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, The Prestige, and Inception. And I called it the 45-minute too long package.
Didn't you?
The movies of Christopher Nolan.
Aren't White Elephant gifts supposed to be shitty?
It was just within the price range. It was like $12. It was $15 for the gifts. So I just went out and I found the bundle of 4 Blu-rays for $15.
I mean, the last time I heard when my friend participated in a White Elephant gift, there was a giant box and everyone was fighting over the giant box because they did the gift swapping.
Like, it was just like a cum rag.
It was
right?
a can of beans.
Yeah.
It was a giant can of beans, like one of those Mondo oversized ones.
I think all gifts should be worthwhile. That's just my opinion on that.
Not if it's a White Elephant, though. That's the whole point. You're supposed to just grab some shit you got laying around the house.
But yeah, coming back to it, it's just...
I'd go with a dildo.
With the printing mini machine. You saw that from Noob the Loser, that the company that did the create your own mini created the orc character.
Yes, with the gigantic dick.
It's
good stuff.
But yeah, I can't see myself investing in companies that are doing this design your own mini thing just yet, because it's not worthwhile to me. it's the technology is not there to make it look good yet.
People are just super excited about the like being able to have their own D&D character.
Yeah, but your character is constantly changing.
Now I can finally bring the brave Shogun to life.
Well, that would be.
I need 17 arms to represent all of my katanas.
It's the same fucking arm with just a katana.
You got like 6 arms, like that. The only thing that would be worthwhile with that is that if you could have it at home with your character, and then you could just like, okay, now my guy has a bow, and then you could print out the guy with a bow at this point, or a bow staff, if you will, or anything, so that. When you're eventually going through the dungeon. But that's like...
An upgradable mini would be cool.
An upgradable mini, yeah. Or an upgradable file or whatever.
Pop the arms on and off or whatever.
Yeah. But that never happens. That's never going to happen.
I don't know. I've come to the realization that role-playing with minis is stupid.
It's not stupid, because there are situations where having minis does help.
Don't even need it.
Well, I don't know. In my experience, I think it does help every once in a while.
It changes the focus of the game to the toys, not the story.
Yeah.
What you need is you need to have...
Only in action, though. That's the only time that ever...
It still removes people's... Like, a lot of people get tunnel visioned by the fact there are toys on the table. So they don't think about, like, what's in the room, what's going on in the room, what's, you know, if they're in the cave, like, they... Any descriptions of the cave are lost because there are now squares and toys. So they push their toy on the squares and they don't think like, I am going to, you know, kick this table over and like hop over and grab this beer bottle and smash the dude in the head because we're in a tavern. Or like, oh, there's oil lamps. I'm going to fucking throw an oil lamp at him, set him on fire. You know, they just go like, three squares, I attack. Three squares, I attack. You know,
I cast magic missile.
Pew! Yeah. Pew, 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 pew. No, you just use fucking note cards.
So you didn't like the Knights of Badassdom?
No, I hated it. Actually.
Really? I didn't think it was terrible.
It was not. I wasn't buying it.
I mean, let me put it this way. It's not a movie I would spend $12 at the cinema to go see.
Dude, I would have been insanely pissed if I saw it in the theaters.
Yeah, but I mean, seeing it on Netflix for essentially free, only thing it cost me was the hour it was on. It was fine.
Yeah, I was not.
Dinklage played a stoner.
Not having it. Yeah, Dinklage was fucking terrible in that movie. He was so bad.
It was the only good acting I've ever seen what's her face from Firefly do.
River Tam?
Yeah, whatever her name is in real life. I don't remember.
It was bad. Bad, bad, bad.
I like the effects. I thought I liked the practical like monster suit. That was cool.
Yeah, the monster suit actually was pretty good. I will give it that.
But, I like the LARPing stuff. They didn't make it too ridiculous, but I mean, it was ridiculous enough to be funny, but it wasn't like really bad.
I don't know.
I don't understand why every time they show LARPing in a movie. Now, don't get me wrong. I think LARPing is one of the lowest forms of
the best movie with LARPing is the one with Stiflers.
Yeah, the Big Brothers one. I can't remember what it's called either.
Good,
I was gonna
good
say
Citizens.
Something like that. Yeah, but it's Paul Rudd and Stifler.
Yeah, Paul Rudd and Stifler. Yeah. Paul Rudd, if he's ever in a film where he's satisfied with his lot in life, I don't want to see it.
He's going to be an Ant-Man. He's Ant-Man. But they have the...
I mean, that's good. Ant-Man sucks.
They could make it fun. I don't know. They took characters who literally... Like Iron Man, before the movie Iron Man sucked. No one liked Iron Man. Then they made Iron Man the movie. Now Iron Man's awesome.
Yeah, everyone likes Iron Man. Yeah.
Same thing with Captain America. I always kind of like.
How dare you down talk America?
I always kind of like Thor, so I shouldn't really. I won't say that about Thor, but.
Yeah. To whore.
But oh yeah, LARPing. Why is it whenever they show a LARPing in a movie, there's got to be a guy in a wheelchair? Like.
There's no guy in a wheelchair in the Stifler Paul Rudd movie.
Yeah, there is.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm almost positive. Nope.
I think there's
to the video store.
I think there's a dude.
Oh, wait.
I think there's a dude in a robo chair.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, robo chair.
Not sure. I don't remember now.
You're all confused.
I do remember them kissing the king's ring, though. Do it. You know you want to.
Oh, man.
Fuck, I want to watch that movie.
It's a good movie. I like that one a lot. Her whispering eye.
Whispering eye.
Calling her whispering eye.
He said whispering eye. It means vagina. It means vagina.
You guys know any wings? I think that's some wings.
Oh, man. I like your take on boobies.
So anyway, but yeah, I don't think minis and role playing are it can work. You just have to do it correctly. It can't be for every encounter. It really should be for like stuff that's going to take a, like when you have multiple villains assaulting or anything like that. Let's say you have like your party's being assaulted by 8 goblins. You should have that on there to keep track of what's going on.
Or you could have one postcard in front of the DM screen with what's the area you're fighting in, and one postcard that says 8 goblins.
I don't know.
Because the only time that matters is like positioning. And I have over time determined that fuck it, just fudge the positioning. Like, yeah. If someone's like, I want to cast a fireball, just fucking let them do it.
Just let them do it.
Just let them fucking do it. Be like, yeah, sure. You hit like 4 of them. And they're like, oh, great.
Whoosh.
Yeah, it's because then people are like hemming and hawing, like, well, it wouldn't be optimal if I didn't move here. And then they're like discussing like where they're going to move their toy. And it's like, dude, come on, let's go. Fucking chop, chop. It's fucking goblins. Fight them. They're fucking goblins.
They're little. They're green. They got a pointy nose. They got big ears.
Yeah, grab them. Clonk their heads together.
Yeah, they're miserly. They like their gold. Sometimes they ride upon wolves or wargs, depending upon the land that you live.
And they sing songs about down, down, down to Goblin Town.
Oh, have you seen Hobbit yet?
No.
No. I'm going to see it tomorrow.
I'm going to see it today.
Are you?
I believe today is the plan.
Yeah, I was actually just at the Half Price Books before I came here, and I saw they had the Rankin Bass cartoon of The Hobbit, and I was like, oh, I should buy that, and I'm like,
the greatest adventure
the world has ever known, and I was just like, oh, I should buy this, and I'm like, no, it's not that good.
It's not.
It's terrible.
It's very much not.
The road goes ever on and
Smaug.
Out from the door where it
Smaug looks really weird in that movie. He's got like a cat face.
He does. I like the art design. I like Rankin Bass art design on it, but it's still.
He has the full hammer.
It's friggin' weird.
Except like when that Goblin King like deflates like a balloon and flies into the air. It's fucking strange.
It's a bizarre cartoon.
Yeah, the songs are cute. I really like the songs.
Well, I mean, everything is like this weird Freudian grotesqueness to it, like where it's like the Hobbit looks like just a wrinkled, prunish monster creature.
Well, Bilbo looks cute. He's got like a, you know, he's got a cute, like his face, his features are very rounded. The dwarves look like nightmares.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it's everything looks like it's out of Brian Froud's like scrap bin of like stuff that's like, oh, I can't show. This is too terrifying. This is,
kids would get upset.
Oh, here's the Skeksis. This is okay, but not these dwarves. These are terrifying.
No, dwarves are no good.
Yeah.
The songs are good. Then you know, someone was hating on The Hobbit the other day, and they were bitching about how much music and songs were in them.
Yeah,
and I was like, you have any fucking idea how many songs are in the fucking Lord of the Rings? Yeah. Like the Lord of the Rings is fucking music. Like Tolkien puts songs everywhere.
Yeah,
like the Tower of the Teeth song. Like Jackson didn't put any of the songs in the first trilogy, which was probably smart on his part.
Yeah,
like I think people would have been like very upset by that. But
he put references to the songs
right
in there. Like what is it?
Like when Gandalf was singing to himself, he's like, "Down the fish." Yeah, like,
sweet.
They did have a like a little bit.
Yeah,
but it's not like in The Hobbit where like all the dwarves start singing like.
I don't care what anyone says. The Misty Mountain song
is Bilbo Baggins hates.
I kind of like that.
That song's great.
I love the Misty Mountain song.
That song's also great. it's fucking awesome. I love it. I love the songs. They don't have the singing wargs, though.
Yeah, the wargs didn't sing.
The wargs sing while they're stuck up in the tree.
Actually,
the one thing I really hate on Peter Jackson for is he didn't make the eagles talk.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't...
Living it up in the Hotel California. No, no,
not those eagles. I fucking hate the eagles, man. Got a beverage here. Yeah, so like people who are not into Tolkien, like they don't realize like the importance of the eagles and like how big a deal they are and the fact that they're smart. Like,
well, they did have one of the number one selling albums of all time, and their Hell Freezes Over tour was fantastic.
You're terrible.
Until the drummer had to...
I legit hate the Eagles.
Until the drummer had to leave for his IBS.
Did he actually leave for his...
I think it was the drummer. It was either the drummer or one of the guitarists had to leave for IBS.
That's fucking hilarious.
The Hell Freezes Over tour. If I'm not mistaken, from the early 90s.
Living it up in the hotel.
water.
Oh no.
Oh no.
He's just screaming out, oh no, as he's shitting himself.
Well, maybe
music stops. The fucking stadium of 20,000 people is completely silent. Well, and you just hear him going, oh no.
I'm thanks just for that,
shit
Steve.
Spraying
I'm,
down I'm, his legs.
Oh, God, it's awful. Steve,
he's
people,
clutching his drumsticks.
People come to us for legitimate gaming news, and you ruin it with your diarrhea talk.
I didn't say he had diarrhea. I just said he was shitting his pants. Oh, I've tickled but my fancy so hard.
But he's a drummer. Why wouldn't he just be sitting on a toilet?
I know. They forgot it. They forgot it in the van.
Forgot it in the van. The Eagles drive around in the Eagles van.
Yeah, the Eagles van.
Like
and
something
got
us like Scooby Doo. By the way, the Mike Tyson Mysteries is an amazing show on Cartoon Network if you haven't watched it.
I have not.
It's
a Scooby Doo.
It's pretty much like Scooby Doo, but better.
All right.
Because it's got a modern take. And it's got Mike Tyson.
Have you seen unedited footage of a bear yet?
Of a bear?
Yep.
No, I've not.
You should watch.
Oh, that's the infomercial, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
It was awesome. Okay, I thought that was like fucking David Lynch up the ass.
It is. It's. I liked it better than Too Many Cooks because I thought Too Many Cooks was fine, but it was just like the way people took it to like the next level of like, oh, this is so funny. Too Many Cooks. It's now in the lexicon and blah, blah, blah. But then Cartoon Network was like, too many people like that. We have to give them something that's similar that they will not like. And I was like, oh, this is bizarre and weird. I don't like this, but I appreciate what they're doing.
Yes. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Although it totally got me. I tried to skip the ad.
No.
And I was like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, I know. The Predator patch. It's fucking awesome.
Did you order one? It's not in stock right now.
Yeah, it sold out super fast.
All right. So let's get on to some actual gaming, other gaming news.
We actually haven't talked anything about games.
Yeah,
today.
We did. We talked about the 3D printing, and we talked about HeroClix and stuff like that.
That's true.
I guess actual stuff that showed up in like the news. Imperial Assault got launched.
Imperial Assault.
People are losing their shit over this game, Steve. It's Star Wars Descent. Not that this.
Oh, it's also a versus game.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even that good of a versus game, and Descent's not okay. Don't
have
get
you
me
seen the rules yet?
Yes, I have. They're available online because it's Fantasy Flight. They put all the rules.
Yeah. Do they have the versus rules?
I think so. I played it at Gen Con.
Because that's what I'm thinking that game is going to carry that game. The fact that it's an army game where you can play Rebels versus Imperials.
But you can't. It's not even that. It's not even an army game. It's essentially if I could make a comparison.
It's going to be because they're going to release troop packs with like a bunch of fucking stormtroopers in it and shit.
Yeah, but I mean, if I could make a comparison to anything, it's more like Space Hulk than like let's say a 40K. Mm. But it's not. It's Descent, and Descent's a fine game. Don't get me wrong. But it's not. It's a dungeon crawl. It's not anything, you know.
It says Fantasy Flight and Star Wars on it.
I guess.
People are going to buy it.
And an original trilogy.
Yes.
However, I think Darth Maul will be in there. Until we get to the new trilogy, the new trilogy, after this current trilogy, the next trilogy, where you have a four-bladed lightsaber that will appear like some swastika-type shape.
Whoa.
Oh, wait.
Oh, George Lucas isn't touching anymore. His anti-Semitism does not need to be in the film.
I'm a toy daddy. Your magic didn't work on me.
Only money.
Hold on. I have to move my large nose out of the way.
It's like, holy shit.
But Chancellor Palpatine, is that legal?
I will make it legal.
if I was directing that film and just deciding to troll my biggest fans, I would have done that scene this exact same way, except I would have made the Emperor go,
I will make it regal. I mean legal.
Is that regal?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Chinese aliens.
It's just terrible.
It's so bad.
Jaman,
they have a lightsaber.
Jaman, we come up from the beaches of Naboo.
No way, man. The Gungans were not Jamaican. They were like just straight up. What do you call them? Minstrels?
Yeah.
They were straight up minstrels. Boss ass.
So bad. Yeah, but people are losing their minds over it. And I'm like, it's fine. Don't get me wrong. And I can't wait to see some of the
I mean, Descent's a sweet game.
It's. I don't think Descent's as great as everyone.
It's just a sweet game. Like,
yeah, it's got its.
It's not Boner City, but...
There's no boner jams with Descent.
No.
What's nice about Descent is that it's...
Better than Talisman.
Yeah, they're two different animals.
I don't really like Talisman.
Yeah, but it's a good solid core box set you could play with, and they've been releasing expansions which do increase the playability of the game along with different figures and different things like that. It's fine. It's nothing crazy. I like Talisman though. Talisman's not Talisman. What's the other one? The
Dungeon
Quest? No, yeah, it's Talisman, not HeroQuest.
HeroQuest is awesome.
HeroQuest is great. That's what I was thinking, not Talisman.
Yeah. HeroQuest is awesome.
Yeah.
HeroQuest is like one of the best games of my formative years.
Mine was...
And the Omega Virus.
Mine was... the
Fireball Island.
Battle Masters.
Yeah, I had that too.
Battle Masters was fantastic. I never even learned... It came with a giant, like, 5x5 playable mat.
I played it once. I played it legit once with one of my friends. We, like, just played it for fucking hours. We're just like, oh, you got to move this card. And I was like, okay. And then like, we're looking at the rule book. Uh-huh. Okay. We ended in a draw. Because I think it was like he had a cannon and I had the fucking like Chaos General left.
The Chaos Orc. Giant.
The big orc.
Yeah.
He was doing the flex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, I'll bring it over. I got it. We'll play.
Play Battlemasters.
Play Battlemasters. That would be a great YouTube video. It's me and you play Battlemasters.
Just fucking knock your toys down.
What am I doing? This doesn't make any sense on any level.
I loved their little little regiment trays.
Yeah. I mean, it was a solid game overall.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Great early 90s Games Workshop figures. Other news. So we're still waiting on... Imperial Armada. I thought it would have gotten...
February.
February?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it would get it released for the Christmas schedule.
Nope, February.
That sucks. That would have been a much better, like, Christmas gift than an Assault.
I don't know. It's board games are better, generally, for the Christmas gifts.
I guess.
I mean,
this is supposed to be a board game.
Yeah, but Armada's not going to be a board game. It's a minis game.
Yeah.
You need, like, a, you know, table.
They're releasing another one of those, big things for X-Wing.
Yeah, they're releasing an Empire one.
Thanks for yawning on the podcast,
no
turning
problem.
Everyone off.
You know,
but they're like
so entertained.
Now you really want me to get entertained? I could talk about how Warlord Games has bought Pro Gloria miniatures.
I don't know what any of that means.
Warlord, you know, the guys who make Beyond
the Gates of Antares.
Nice. Yeah, they're for their historic. For their historical game that takes place between the Dark Ages and the Age of Gunpowder.
I really wish I had some juice.
Juice? The juice is loose?
Yeah, like some OJ or some like raspberry juice or something like that.
Some purple stuff, some Sunny D.
Sure. That would be awesome.
But yes, they...
I drink, they wake up in the morning, I just crave juice terribly.
Warlord is slowly becoming like the number one... They're creeping up on just being a UK's mini manufacturer. Like, they're slowly chipping away at everything Games Workshop is. Not quite, but they're one of those ones that are in the heat.
Beyond the Gates of Antares.
Those minis are so fucking expensive for not being good.
No, they're bad.
I mean, they're like...
You got the poop, man.
It's like $35 for five figures, which is... Games Workshop prices.
Ah, man. They should have a cartoon intro, just like the old Exo Squad. It's like, and they're led by JT Marsh.
And they're flying on the
non-racially identifiable JT Marsh.
Yeah. Well, his hair marked him as an idiot. That's what it marked him as.
No, that's futuristic hair.
Oh, it's future hair. Sorry.
Yes, it's future
hair. So in the future, everyone's hair is shaved around the outside and just really long on the top.
But it's also got that ring. Hair ring.
Well, you got to put, you got to line it. That's what you got to do. You got to get your razor and line it.
I love that show.
Death to Neo-Sapiens in the back of your head.
That show was fucking awesome.
It was great.
That was like the first, I think that and Gargoyles were like one of the first show, like American shows I watched where like people died.
Well, I mean, what
I was like, oh my God, they died.
There was a great comparison, I probably said this on the podcast before, a great comparison I had read about that show about how Exo Squad was World War II, the war in Europe. That's what that show was. And that Robotech was the war in the Pacific. Like, so it was like you had it was like you watching World War II put in cartoon form. And that's the comparison to the two.
Interesting.
I thought it was interesting. But where's Space Captain Harlock in all of this? I don't know.
I think he's doing illegal trading off the shores of Cuba.
I did a live action movie of it on Netflix. I'm very interested in watching it because it looks like it could be interesting.
Yeah, the live action anime adaptations usually are really bad.
Yeah,
sometimes they're not.
Like, name one that hasn't been.
The
Guyver.
With Mark Hamill.
Yeah, with Mark Hamill. Yeah.
That movie was actually pretty awesome. I like that movie.
Yeah, and they're doing an Attack on Titan one too.
Eighth Man, that one was good.
I don't know that one. Mm. I don't even know that was an anime. Final gaming stuff that I at least have. I don't know if you have anything else. At last podcast, I was talking about how I wanted to collect Dungeons and Dragons art.
Uh-huh.
I actually looked into it, and
you found out how dirt cheap it is.
It is dirt fucking cheap.
Told you.
Not necessarily the original art, like the original painting, but like
prints and stuff.
Really nice prints.
Oh yeah,
are like $20-25 from these guys, and like okay, so. I looked into it. I'm like, I hate most of these artists, so I'm not going to buy a lot of their stuff. Like the big one is Larry Elmore. I'm sure you've seen his stuff.
Elmore stuff's not everywhere.
It's like he's
a very, very prolific dragon artist as well.
Yeah,
he's
but
lots
I mean,
of dragons.
His stuff is all like really like bikini babe stuff with like, and it's always like there's a bikini babe. But she's kind of like, looks like she belonged from the 1980s, like in a RoboCop, like
well, that,
TV
that Elmore,
show.
Elmore is old school. He is from the age of the chainmail.
And
bikini.
They're always in like a snowy field with like a big, like barren tree that has no leaves on it. Like that's always what it is. Mm-hmm. And then there's Brahm, of course.
Brahm's fucking amazing.
Yeah. And Vallejo.
Yeah, Luis Royo.
Luis Royo, yeah. And a lot of these guys, I just don't like their art style. Yeah, like, Brahm is fine. I'm not going to...
But Brahm's not... Like, his high fantasy stuff is still, like, dark.
Yeah.
It's like, you're still just like, this looks kind of depressing.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is, like, because I was looking for something that really kind of epitomized Dungeons & Dragons. I didn't want to get anything that was, like, a magic card.
Frazetta.
Yeah, Frazetta. Frazetta's stuff is still...
The Executioner is a great piece of art.
It is, but I'm not going to put the Executioner up in my house because people are going to think I'm a mass murderer. only people who are into gaming would be like, ah, it's the Executioner. Yeah, nice. High five.
Yeah, and you get Deathbringer as well.
Deathbringer. High, you know, and then like all of a sudden I have my mother-in-law come over and she goes, what the hell is that?
Better watch out. Because I'm a war machine.
Yeah, and so I'm sitting there. So I'm looking through and I found my artist. I found the guy that I think I like his art style the best. And I actually got a print of his. I got Jeff Easley. I don't know if you know him.
Oh, yeah.
He's like... old school. He did like almost all of the art for the AD&D first edition, like the hardcover books, like
easily.
Yeah. There's
some deck protectors of his art.
Yeah, and so I ended up buying one print that was already matted, and I got it. It was like for super cheap. It was really nice, and it was from the Legends and Lore.
He's also book. Pretty old school.
Yeah, he is, and he maybe it's not Legends and Lore. Maybe it is. I don't know.
You know what? I want the old. I want prints of the old, like, pencil sketch D&D monsters from original.
Those exist.
The shitty Beholder.
I looked into it, yes. And they do, not all of them.
The best is the Beholder with the lips. It's come hither lips, like, pretty lady lips, and it's just, like, it's a Beholder. It's the weirdest thing ever. I want that.
Yeah, I mean,
I think I want to get a tattoo of that on my ass.
On my ass. I'm gonna see if I can bring this
up.
Do
you want an ass tattoo?
But yeah,
I mean, I show my ass to so many people so often. Like, I think I need a little tattoo on there.
Yeah,
at this point, people are going to be like, eh, seen it before.
But it doesn't have a Beholder on it.
Yeah, now it'll have a Beholder.
Now it has a Beholder.
And I can go, you know, beauty is in the eye of the Beholder.
Oh, that'd be great if the anus was the eye.
Yep.
Or actually, you should make your butt the anus of the Beholder.
Nice.
So it's the Beholder turned around.
Nice. Good call. Good call.
Good
like
call.
The, like that Reaper Miniatures Beholder figure that has the anus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's awesome. Whoever sculpted. I always imagine when people are sculpting those, like the artists when they're sculpting those, are like having a great time. Like he's just like, I'm making a little butthole.
That's the print I got.
Yeah, dig it.
It's like perfect Dungeons and Dragons.
This is on a D&D book cover.
It is. It's I want to say it's Legends.
Is it Wondrous Items?
It's something like that. It's like Legends of Lore or something.
I'm pretty
like
sure
that.
It's an items tome or a magic arcana tome.
Something like that. I can't. If I knew, I would show it. But the actual.
Have you ever sculpted a butthole?
I have sculpted a butthole.
While you were sculpting it, were you like, his little butthole? Because that's what I imagine. I'd be like cracking up. I'd be like, he's got a little butt.
I think the prince called like the red wizard or something like that. And it's like beautiful. And I'm just like, I only paid $10 for this print.
I told you, dude, they're cheap because there's so much of it.
The thing is there's not. Like, there's a lot of. Like, the stuff that I want...
Well, yeah, no, the stuff you want is very narrow. But in the realms of, like, the fantasy art,
yeah.
Like, the D&D style art, it's infinite.
Well, and doing some research into it, it turns out that a lot of, like, the original D&D stuff, I'm talking the shit from the late 70s, early 80s, like, regular Dungeons and Dragons, like, all those, like, sketches that you're talking about with the Beholder mm-hmm. and so the cover artwork were all just destroyed by TSR.
Yeah.
And like one of those purges that you always hear dickheads. About. And you're just like, why? I mean, like, in reality, there's no way I'd buy anything like The Curse of the Spider Queen. No, I'm not going to buy that cover. That cover looks terrifyingly bad. But
I like those. They're kitschy.
Well, they are kitschy, but I'm not going to buy like a thing. The print that I bought is huge. It's like a 12 by 17 print.
That's pretty fucking massive.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like 8 by 10s for the deal. Like a little 8 by 10 shitty Beholder sketch. I dig it.
Yeah. But the thing is, and like
one of the wizards doing the classic, like, I'm a wizard pose. Oh man, I saw this fucking
some kind of conjurer.
There's a salt thing called the Weather Wizard, and it's salt for ice.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's called the Weather Wizard, and it's like he's the master of ice and snow. And it's like there's a fucking wizard with a giant beard on it, like shooting electricity. I was like, that's the fucking greatest thing ever.
I have no idea what you.
A bag of fucking salt to put on ice so you don't slip. It's the Weather Wizard. He's the master of ice and snow. Did you hear Christopher Lee's new holiday single?
I did.
Good stuff.
Terrifying.
Have you have you heard his concept metal albums?
Yeah, he's not Charlemagne. Bad.
He's good.
I mean, he's not like the type of metal that I would normally listen to, but I'm like, oh, Christopher Lee has a metal song. Click. Yep, that was a Christopher Lee metal song. That's all I got to say about that.
I dig it. Yeah. I forgot how fucking massive that man is.
He's 6 foot, like, seven.
He's a very tall dude. I was watching I saw a clip from the last day on set. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I saw him, like, he stood up next to Peter Jackson, and I'm like, fuck, Christopher Lee's gigantic.
He's a massive human being.
Yeah, I always forget, because, you know, I usually just see him in, like, you know, in film and whatnot. You don't get to appreciate his scale, but it was like when he was singing with Rhapsody, the Italian metal band, and like they had a video, and like all the band singing, and like Christopher Lee singing with them, but he's standing next to them, and they all look like children.
But yeah, I
cover the tracks with ice and snow.
In terms of the D&D art, like the amount of like I just done research on it. It's very interesting, and a lot of like the original artwork that was used on the covers of the D&D stuff have been like, sold to private collectors. There's like a whole private museum that people have these museums with the original artwork in it. It's pretty. I mean, it's not like I want any. I'm not paying thousands of dollars for artwork in my house. I'm not an art collector. I don't have enough money to be an art collector.
You're collecting prints, which is still. Collect.
I'm not gonna collect prints either. I'll get like I want to get like one or two more. Jeff Easley, he right now has a dark elf one, so like the really like second ed purple black faced elves. And I'm just like, oh, I want to buy it, but it looks so bad. Like this epitomizes Dungeons and Dragons. I like that, but the no dark elves, not right now. I can't do this. All right, so that leaves us a little time left. You got any gaming news to talk about? No, nothing.
Nah.
So guess what that means? Time for some AD&D trivia.
Oh man, let's see if I blow it again.
Woohoo! Apologies to the guys from last week. I totally meant to text and to Facebook the winner. However, I got really busy at work and I totally forgot about it until like yesterday, and I was like, "Fuck!"
Yeah, I'll have the prizes shipped out next week.
All right, so Steve, pick your character. Ooh, you are the rogue.
Ooh, the roguey.
the ragu. You're the ragu.
The ragui.
And Game Stand says before, you got to make it through all five levels. You get through all five levels, you become the winner of the universe.
It's never going to happen.
You get a plus or minus on everything except level five. And you can call a mulligan and allow me to re-ask a different question. You got me? And he just downed a glass of grapefruit juice.
Oh, man, it was so fucking good.
It was so fucking good.
It was.
All right. Name four of the six standard character races. Four of the six.
Elf, dwarf, human, halfling.
You are correct. All right, we go on to level two, where the stakes get higher.
Or just call him Hobbit, like in Dungeons and Dragons First Ed.
When a, you know what, I'm going to, there's also, did I tell you about the 50-50 as well? If you got multiple choice on the first four levels, I guess I can narrow it down to two.
Okay. All right. Man, this is becoming more like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, that's why I'm getting a lot of these ideas from. When a short sword meets the flesh of a large opponent, how much damage does the big guy normally suffer? When a short sword meets the flesh of a large opponent, how much damage does a big guy normally suffer? 1d6, 1d10, 2d4, or 1d8?
1d6.
Eh, 1d8. You're already out at level 2.
Oh well.
You gotta use them. You got mulligans in case.
I was very. I'm not gonna answer anything if I think I'm wrong.
Oh, Steve. All right. I think I'm just gonna give you the mulligan on that one, just because you're a failure.
I told you, I'm gonna get those type of questions wrong every time.
Okay. The Bardisha or Bardich.
That's Bardich.
Bardich, Rancier, and Septim are all examples of
pole arms.
You are correct. Going on to level three. In what school of magic does a transmuter specialize? Conjuration summoning, enchantment charm, abjuration, or alteration?
Wait, abjuration or alteration?
No. A, conjuration summoning.
Uh-huh.
B, enchantment charm. C, abjuration. Or D, alteration.
Okay. And it's a transmuter?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Fuck.
I can give you a 50-50 if you want.
Yeah, give me the 50-50.
The 50-50 is abjuration or alteration.
Alteration.
Oh, fuck no, it's abjuration. Oh, yes! Oh, fuck no! Yes!
Yeah, take it.
All right. What is the only race...
I knew it was one of the single ones.
What is the only race that cannot have exceptional strength? Out of the six...
Halflings.
You've beaten level four. We now go on to level five.
Nice.
This will make you conqueror of all the planes
it's
in
gonna
existence.
Be a, it's going to be one of those questions that's like, how many D6 does it do? I'll be like, I don't fucking know. Unless it's magic missile.
Magic missile! All right, here we go. This is for to be champion of the multiverse and planes, all the planes of existence. Philandor has an intelligence ability score of 17.
He's a very smart character.
How many extra proficiency slots will he have available when he starts to select non-weapon proficiencies? This one actually gives you a page reference. So you can look it up.
17. Extra proficiencies. You don't get bonuses at 12, because that's third. I think bonuses start at 14 or 13 or 14. So then, begin. Two.
Is that...
Dose!
Is that your final Dose. Answer?
Dose.
Bum, 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 bum.
Fuck.
The answer is six.
What?
You could look it up on page 16 of the player's handbook. It actually gives you a reference on it. Check it out.
That's a fucking insane amount of proficiency slots.
Non-weapon proficiency
slots. Oh, God damn it.
What?
Poopy.
All right. Well, you did pretty well this time. You took your mulligan, and we're good for it.
The rogue.
Lucky. Look at him. Look at him. Look at that artwork.
Yeah, he's buff as shit.
He's not really that buff. He's got like a swimmer's body.
Dude, look at him.
Like Jesus.
Wait, dude, just look at it. Look at his arms. His arms are jacked as shit. His veins are popping out.
He's not jacked.
His arms are jacked.
His arms aren't that jacked. His arms are nice.
I mean he's not as beefy as this. Is this hottie?
Yeah, well, the warrior, the Brahm warrior angel, has the legs. It's all about those calves. Sexy calves.
And she's got the killer abs.
Yeah, she's got some good abs.
She's just beefy as fuck.
All right, guys.
Like this is the kind of lady who's just like, you know, she's in charge. She like walks up and you're like, yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Do you know that? Our next episode where we're going to do our best of the year type thing. So you got to start thinking of your game, card game, stuff like that. Best and worst of the year.
Props and slops?
Props and slops. But you know that our next episode will be our 3-year anniversary?
God damn it. What have I done with my life?
Exactly. 3 years. So the people have been with us from the beginning. What the fuck's wrong with you? There's so many better game podcasts to be listening to. People that actually give you gaming news.
I still don't get the gaming news in the podcast thing. Like, I can get like if you want it's like a lazy refresher.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Yeah, there's so many better. Oh, by the way, also just one last thing that I could throw out there: Tabletop Gaming News has redesigned like how they do their podcast now. So we're all lumped together with some other shitty podcast.
I know, I saw that.
They used our picture at least, which made me happy.
That's good.
That made me happy. But Polar Bear.
I liked reading the comments.
Exactly. Like, Polar Bear, what do I need to do to get my own little slot?
I think you're going to have to give him a beej.
A beej?
Yeah. He'll probably be at Adepticon.
I can give him a beej at Adepticon. You could. I don't know if I want to do a beej.
You could do a hedge? You could do an awesome beej where you like run at him and you slide on your knees and your face just goes right into his groin.
I don't like stuff in the facial area.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't like balls coming towards my face.
Well,
my doctor told me to avoid that.
What about your face going towards balls?
It's half dozen of one. So anyway, go to planetarbitrary.com to all your Planet Arbitrary needs. You could follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You could follow Steve at
Game Classy.
Like our Facebook page. Also like the Planet Arbitrary Facebook page, where you could find out about Pat's Retro Video Game Review Podcast, a.k.a. Play On, where Pat talks about his Nintendo Jizz statues. Jizz statue.
Jizzibos.
Jizzibos. I like that. We're going to start calling it that. Jizzibo. Mm-hmm. And
I want to get it a Bebo myself.
Best thing that you could possibly do is subscribe to us on iTunes, like, comment, and subscribe.
I can't even look at the comments on iTunes because you have to have a fucking account to log on. I was just like, fuck it. I wanted to look at the reviews of the podcast because I bet there's some good ones. And I was like, hey, I'm going to do that. And it's like, you have to make an account. And I was like, fuck that.
An account so you can actually give us a review for once.
I will give us a 1-star.
Damn it, don't give us a 1. As I say, you can put whatever you want. You could say we're a bunch of dicks, but give us the high-star review. That's the key thing right there.
I'll do it. I'll fucking give us a 1-star right now, and I'll use the term cuss. I'm like, they cuss too much. Like, who the fuck uses the word cuss? If you use the word cuss, you're an asshole.
You know what's weird about that? So we normally pull in like decent numbers for a podcast, but all of a sudden like we had one where it was like quadrupled our normal number of hits, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? I could not find any reason why we have so many listeners to this one specific podcast.
What was the topic?
It was like 3 months ago, and it was nothing fancy. I'm so fancy. So we're gonna do the props and slops next week. So.
Props and slops, baby.
Did I miss anything yet?
I've thrown the gauntlet down against Pat B of Pat's Retro Video Game Review Podcast in Street Fighter.
Oh yeah. Well, he says that you are failing epically at kick dive. So
I destroy him constantly at dive kick.
Or dive kick. Yeah. No, he said on the podcast that he's been beating you quite regularly, that you can't handle it.
If anyone was watching the Twitch stream we were doing,
no one watched that.
Actually, we had 8 people watching it and talking.
No one watched that.
It's true. That's more people who listen to the podcast.
We had 8. It's true. I'm not going to lie to that, but I'm just saying no one
watched it. Yeah, the evidence is there. Pat gets destroyed at dive kick. It's not even close. At first, when we first started, he was doing okay, but once I got the hang of it, he was done. It was over.
He says that he's been destroying you, so.
That is inaccurate.
That sounds like he's throwing down the gauntlet.
I mean, he's just blatantly...
One of you is a liar.
He's blatantly lying.
And I know Pat B. Pat B's incapable of lying.
You can... Anyone can see it for
themselves. I know you. You're the prince of lies.
I'm just saying. I have video evidence to back it up.
No one's gonna watch Twitch.
So I've thrown the gauntlet down in Street Fighter because Street Fighter 5 is coming out. Hey, this is important. It's more important.
Two people punching each other on screen. This is exactly what I want to watch.
I'm not telling you to watch it. There's a big deal because.
Oh look, he's got him in the corner. And he's trapped him by sweeping the leg.
Look, I let you talk about your stupid butt action. Fucking dildo.
Oh, look, he's doing the Hadouken move over and over.
Anyway, like I was fucking saying, you fucking monstrous cock of a man. I use the term man loosely.
If anything knows about me, I am a loose man. Hurry up, we've been on this finale.
Pat's fighting game is Street Fighter. That's his deal. He's like all in on it. Like that's his game. So I'm going to defeat
him.
I'm going to defeat him publicly in Street Fighter.
Okay.
And I've declared we're going to play once on launch day and we're going to do whatever. We'll stream it. And then I've declared that the next match after that, I'm going to not give him a single match win. And I'm going to show it to everyone.
Because
it's his game.
You do realize that the man has a family and children that he has to take care of. He can't practice all day and night like you do.
I get home at 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
I leave for work at 7:30 and I get home from work at 8 o'clock. So,
but you stay up to like 2 o'clock in the morning playing these games.
Busy schedule.
He's aside from that, I'll stick up for you, Pat. I know that, you know, deep down in your heart, you really want to. Maybe they can make some Street Fighter jizz statues for him. Oh, wait, I'm sure those
unbeatable.
Exist.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Those are already a thing.
All right, so Steve, did I forget anything?
I don't know. Hopefully you did.
I probably did. So until next week.
Are we recording? We're not recording next week.
Not next week. Okay, so until the new year.
Right, until the next recording.
Yes.
Have a happy holidays. If you don't celebrate holidays, I don't know, go get some pie or something.
Game classy.